Good Wednesday morning from Denver, Colorado. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. We spoke to Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who told us during a Playbook exchange event here that he enjoys working with Ohio Governor John Kasich, but laughed off speculation that the two would run for the White House together in 2020. Hickenlooper also did not rule out a run against Senator Cory Gardner in 2020. Our colleagues Josh Dossi and Hadass Gold have a top talker this morning releasing the full transcript of Trump's Wall Street Journal interview. The transcript shows Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Jerry Baker and Trump going back and forth, with Trump praising Baker for a positive editorial about Jared Kushner and saying the leader of the Boy Scouts told him that his jamboree speech was the greatest speech ever made to them. Today, Trump will announce a legal immigration overhaul with Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue. He'll also meet with Ohio Senator Rob Portman in the afternoon. Next up on Trump's agenda, it looks like the U.S. is planning trade measures against China. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the administration is looking at using a provision in the trade law to investigate whether China is engaging in unfair trade practices when it comes to intellectual property. Our colleagues Andrew Stuccia and Doug Palmer report that Trump's aides have been deeply divided on trade, but the decision to launch a Section 301 investigation won broad support among the president's ideologically diverse staff. The New York Times has a piece up on Corey Lewandowski's new business, Lewandowski Strategic Advisors. Nick Convisori and Ken Vogel report that Lewandowski is in talks to bring on other Trump insiders, and among the first new clients of his firm is an Ohio-based company called Community Choice Financial. The company is a leader in the payday lending industry. And we've got some more movement on healthcare. HELP Chairman Lamar Alexander has announced his committee will begin work in September on legislation to stabilize and strengthen the individual health insurance market for 2018. Meanwhile, in the House, Tom Reed of New York and Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania are working to promote legislation that would also fund the cost-sharing subsidies. Annie Carney has a piece up on how in Trump's White House, the women are survivors. While folks like Reince Priebus, Anthony Scaramucci, Sean Spicer, Michael Flynn, Michael Dubkey, Michael Short, and Boris Epstein have been fired or simply resigned to save themselves, Carney writes that the women of the West Wing, at least so far, have had the more stable ride. CNN's Dylan Byer reports that DHS spokesman Dave LePin is on the short list to serve as the White House communications director. And Eliana Johnson scoops that Senator Ben Sasse is not interested in the top Heritage Foundation job, despite multiple overtures from the board. And there are a couple of DOJ stories of note. Josh Gerstein writes that Attorney General Jeff Sessions, while speaking to an African-American law enforcement group in Atlanta, warned of the dangers of police misconduct. And the New York Times' Charlie Savage writes that the Justice Department is preparing to take on affirmative action in college admissions deemed to discriminate against white applicants. In the juice, we've got Politico California Playbook author Carla Marinucci writing in that California Representative Barbara Lee is being reappointed by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to the post of House Democratic Representative to the United Nations. The dedicated anti-war activist has made news recently with her effort to repeal the 2001 authorization for use of military force. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.